inspiring, life-changing radio.
I promised that we would find you. If we search for you with our whole heart. So we give you our whole heart tonight.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbar Tailash. The headlines. Zambia-United States relationship underperformed. CJ commends government for intensified crackdown on nature-based crimes. In international headlines, Trump upbeat on Gaza ceasefire talks despite lack of breakthrough. And in sports, Copa Queens aim to cage Lionesses in Group A battle. And now the news in detail. The United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, says the relationship between Zambia and the United States has underperformed to its potential. Speaking during a meeting held by President Hage Geingob at State House, Mr. Gonzalez says the two countries have a long history of development systems which have failed to bring forth systematic development despite massive potential in Zambia's economy and the nation at large. Mr. Gonzalez says the business environment in Zambia has not succeeded in attracting American businesses to spur the opportunity to turn its potential into a reality. He says the meeting with President Hage Geingob was an opportunity to reset the relationship between Zambia and the U.S. for mutual benefits of both countries and the people of the two countries.
Shifting most boldly in a place like Zambia from an orientation of a aid or assistance-led model of development to a model of development based in commerce, an issue that you and I have talked about since my very first day in country that I think we're both very passionate about seeing realized. But also an orientation of shifting beyond words to tangible actions, where the actions will be what resonates rather than the commitments. Where tangible benefits come to both of our countries, and not only our countries, but our peoples. As we've seen in recent months, policy actions are in Washington are moving very, very quickly, as well as...
Meanwhile, President Hage Geingob says he called for the meeting to see how the relationship between the two countries can be developed owing to the long-standing relationship in many sectors dating back as far as the first president, Kenneth Kaunda. For Environment Justice, CEJ has paid tribute to the Zambian government for its increased efforts to combat nature-based crimes, which often disproportionately benefit foreign actors at the expense of local communities and the environment. Now, this came to light during a training session with community environmental social auditors in Seranger District of Central Province, supported by Resilience Fund and its partners, including the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Oceans and International Environmental and Scientific Affairs. CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe highlighted the urgent need to address illegal logging, mining, and wildlife trafficking. He explained that these crimes are typically driven by profit motives, with perpetrators showing little regard for the sustainability of natural resources.
These crimes include illegal activities such as logging, mining, wildlife trafficking, and land encroachment, often driven by profit at the expense of sustainability. Instead of sustaining these natural things, we are doing profit, we are getting profit from it. The people that do this crime, their interest is only to make money. They have no interest in whatever issues of sustaining this, no. Like the example that I've given, they will kill the whole elephant only to get ivory. And they know the villagers will remain to eat that carcass of the elephant. Then they've gotten the ivory and they've gone to sell. The ivory, which will not even be sold in Zambia, it finds its way in Tanzania. From Tanzania, it's going to China.
Nalolo Town Council has handed over 21 completed Constituency Development Fund CDF projects worth over 6 million kwacha in Nalolo West Bank. A total of 38 completed community projects valued at 13,739 kwacha 140 have been commissioned in both Nalolo East and Nalolo West Banks, implemented using the expanded Constituency Development Fund CDF. The commissioned completed community projects include 17 in Nalolo East Bank, handed over on Monday this week, done at over 7.5 million kwacha. The commissioned projects range from classroom blocks fitted with solar power, health facilities, staff houses, flushable toilets, and solar-powered water reticulation systems. This is contained in a statement released by the Council Public Relations Officer, Batison Kandimba.
Speaking during the two events, Mr. Wamunyima described President Hakainde Hichilema as a visionary leader for increasing CDF, which has helped to accelerate infrastructure development, especially in rural constituencies. Mr. Wamunyima commended contractors implementing CDF projects in Nalolo constituency for their resilience, commitment, and determination to ensure that the projects reach completion stage despite the hardships faced to transport building materials to the site due to poor road network. And Nalolo District Education Board Secretary Victor Wamunyima Rikezo praised the Council for spearheading the implementation of CDF projects in Nalolo District, especially in the education sector. Meanwhile, Nalolo District Health Director Douglas Singini hailed the impact of CDF in the health sector in the district through the provision of running water in health facilities, construction of maternity annexes, staff houses, and new health clinics. Earlier, Nalolo Town Council Chairperson Rimakazo Kolokolo said the impact of CDF is visible across the district.
Now, the leadership movement leader Richard Silumbe has added his voice to those condemning the confrontation between the miners and the police that occurred in Kikongo of Northwestern Province. Dr. Silumbe has called on the government to compensate the affected families and to fire the trigger-happy officers.
We want the government to fully compensate the families. They need to have, they need to have a heart. That loss is massive. We expect the government to compensate those people and ensure that they take care of children that have remained in case of children. So we really want the government to take responsibility and ensure that they rectify the wrong, and they should reprimand the trigger-happy police officers who are in Mufumbwe and killing Zambians.
Meanwhile, Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza Executive Director Elias Chandamlinga, has commended the Zambian government's recent decisive measures to curb illegal gold mining activities in Northwestern Province. In a statement, Mr. Mlinga says the organization highlights the importance of the action in preventing the spread of gun culture often linked to illicit mineral trading. Mr. Mlinga has expressed full support for the government's crackdown on illegal mining, emphasizing that such efforts are vital to maintaining peace and stability.